The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom it is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." The Gospel of the Lord. The first reading is one of many examples we find in the Old Testament where God describes his relationship with his people as a marriage, as a covenant of love, where God is always faithful to his people despite that many times the people were unfaithful to God. God's mercy and love always helps them to keep his covenant and helps them to remain true to that covenant. We pick that same image in the New Testament in the letters of St. Paul, who describes the relationship between Jesus and the church as a marriage, Jesus being the groom and the church being his spouse. And again, they're united by that covenant of love, that eternal and perfect bond of love. That's why the church considers marriage as a sacrament, considers marriage to be something instituted by God, given to us by God to mirror the love of God for his people and even to mirror the own inner workings of that Holy Trinity. What unites the Father and the Son is that bond of love, the Holy Spirit, a love that is given freely, a love that flows to the outside and creates life. And that's why the church believes that marriage, people should enter freely into marriage. It's a bond of love for all eternity, and also it should be open to procreation, to giving of life. Now, in that gospel today, Jesus talks about divorce and whether divorce is permissible. And again, since it's what God intended from the beginning, as Jesus said, that's why the church continues the teaching of Jesus that divorce is not acceptable in the church. Now, there is a difference between a civil divorce and a divorce in the sense of breaking a bond of marriage. A lot of times people think if they are divorced civilly, they cannot receive the sacraments. That's not true. In the eyes of the church realizes not every marriage would work. Not every marriage is a good marriage, and sometimes the couple have to separate from one another. But what the church continues to believe, although the couple has separated, they are still bound by that bond of love, by that sacrament. So the problem comes in if one of those people chooses to remarry civilly. Then that person cannot receive the sacraments of the church, because in the eyes of the church, that person is still married to their first spouse, although they have a civil divorce. But just because you're divorced, that doesn't mean you cannot receive the sacraments. Another thing about, you know, understanding of divorce and church teaching on marriage is that, as we heard again in the gospel, that there's exceptions. Not every marriage that takes place in the church is a sacrament. Like I mentioned, the couple have to enter freely into that marriage. If someone is forced to be married, even if they marry in the church, that's not a sacrament. If someone, you know, not capable to understand or understand the purpose of marriage, the meaning of marriage, that it's for life or can make that commitment, that marriage is not sacrament. And that's what the church called the process of annulment. That's what the church looks at the time of the wedding. Did the couple understand what they were entering into? And were they capable of taking on that responsibility? Again, there is a lot of misunderstandings about annulments. Sometimes people think that an annulment is a church divorce. No, it's not a church divorce. Annulment says that the marriage, when it took place, it was not really a sacrament. And as we've seen, it goes back to the time of the apostles, where we heard in the gospel says that at certain, sometimes a marriage is unlawful. And that's in that case, then the marriage bond could be broken. Another thing about, you know, annulment, sometimes people think, well, if I get an annulment, that's going to make my children illegitimate. No. The children, the rights of the spouses are not dictated by the church or by marriage or annulment. This is what civil law does. That's what a civil divorce will take care of. Before you can apply for an annulment, you have to have a civil divorce where the rights of the spouses are already been taken care of, the rights of the children are taken care of. It has no bearing on the status of the children. Another, I think, misunderstanding is people think, oh, well, annulments cost a lot of money. No, they don't cost a lot of money. The most that an annulment can cost, because there's different kinds of annulments, is $500. And if the person is not able to pay that amount, a lot of times the parish will pick up that fee. So anyone who finds themselves in a second marriage situation outside the church, there's no reason for them not to try to seek an annulment. Because most of the time, annulments are granted because the reasons can be found that that marriage, when it was, you know, celebrated on their wedding day, was not a sacrament. Like I said, there is a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, the church's teaching, annulments. But again, the words of Jesus are clear. Whom God has separated, no one can, whom God has joined together, no one can separate.